Newcomer Michelle Salzman defeated incumbent Mike Hill in Tuesday's Republican primary 53-47% in what some are calling a major upset.
I wouldn't call it an upset. I would certainly call it a victory for Northwest Florida. I certainly did not do this on my own. I'm very grateful and humbled, and I'm looking forward to running a nice, clean campaign through the general.
The campaign was a rancorous one from Hill's side, accusing Salzman of, among other things, calling for the defunding of police in the wake of the George Floyd killing. Salzman denied the allegation and said she expected those type of tactics.
I certainly anticipated all of the negative mailers. We anticipated the lies. It was actually a part of why I decided to run, because I really felt like we were missing that integrity piece in Tallahassee, and I really just wanted to do something for the people. I anticipated a hard fight. I did. I've worked 7 days a week nonstop since June of last year.
Awaiting Salzman on November 3rd is Democratic nominee Barbara Scott Schoosh of Mary Esther.
I have looked into some of the things that she is focused on, and we actually had a conversation while waving at Stefani during early voting, so I'm familiar with some of the things that she would like to do.
If elected, Salzman boils down her to-do list to three words: safety, infrastructure, and education, and she'll be seeking guidance.
What we're going to do in the next couple of months is host some town halls and send out some surveys to all of the constituents in District 1 and ask them what they want me to do in Tallahassee. What are your priorities as far as what you'd like to see get done? And then also, what are some of your funding priorities? Where do you want to see the money go?
And a reminder, the results of Tuesday night's primaries are unofficial numbers. They'll be certified by county canvassing boards later this week. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.